Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Thursday morning, so we are talking about knowing God, developing an intimate, supernatural relationship. We've been talking about supernatural experiences. What are they? How do we experience them? We've started out with talking about natural manifestations, specifically the Lord's visits, when He reveals Himself to us, either in the natural realm or the supernatural realm. We talked a little bit about specific aspects of the natural realm manifestations. And now we want to start talking specifically about the supernatural manifestations of the Lord as He reveals Himself to us. We experience our supernatural manifestations through our soulical senses. This is, again, why it's so important that we learn to fine-tune, recognize, and have skill in using our soulical senses. This comes from allowing the Lord to clear out our soulical senses. So awareness of the supernatural realm is essential in recognizing and responding to the presence and communication of God. If you don't have the confidence, the recognition, the wherewithal that God reveals Himself to us in the supernatural realm, if you have a misunderstanding about what's going on there, you're less likely to be able to experience all that God has for you in that area. Obviously, what we're looking for is a way that God speaks to us individually, reveals Himself to us in the variety of ways that He chooses. In other words, we want everything that He wants for us. And to do that, we have to recognize that He can reveal Himself to us in any way He desires, and that there's no area of our life that is off limits, and there is no realm of reality that are off limits to Him. So to say that if there is we experience something in a certain way, we can conclude that it's not from God, we want to be careful about that. Because unless He says that's true, if we're just getting that information from others, from ourselves, from something we've read or heard, we are putting our beliefs above what God says is true. So we want to be aware that we can mislead ourselves, that we can hinder ourselves to the point where we are unable to receive everything God wants for us. Again, that's the goal, is that whatever God has for us, we want it. And in your spirit, you've already agreed to that. You've already said, okay, God, I want whatever you want, because in your spirit, you're already experiencing it. I mean, in your spirit, yes, you're already experiencing everything that he has for you, because you're one in him and with him. Most of us have, at one time or another, in one way or another, sensed the presence of the Lord, or heard his voice internally, or recognized his guidance and provision apart from a change in our natural circumstances. In other words, there's times when we see him move in our lives, in our circumstances, outwardly to our natural senses. But if you stop and think about it, and maybe you need to ask him to remind you of how and when he has revealed himself to you in your soul, in your mind, your will, and your emotions. When he draws you emotionally, when he helps you make a decision, when he reveals himself or truth to your mind. These are all ways in which God makes himself known through our soul. And remember, the soul functions on the supernatural level. So we're talking about the same thing. Your soul is like a subsection of the supernatural realm. You're not the only part. You're not the only one in your soul, in the supernatural realm, but you're the only being in your soulical realm. Your soul is your soul, but your soul exists on the supernatural plane. In other words, your soul is like your car. It's when your car gets on the highway, is you are engaged in the supernatural realm. So you've always got something going on in your supernatural realm, but you don't always have an awareness of it. And that's what we want, is we want to always have an awareness of it. So when we talk about how God is making himself known to us in the supernatural realm, it can be either subtle or much more clear and obvious. And we want to, again, let him choose how he does that. When we talk about the ways he is making himself known to us, it goes back to how important it is that we hear him on his terms, that we hear his voice and are able to distinguish what he is saying to us right now. It's not always going to be clear to us that it's him. It's not always going to be clear to us that what he is saying to us is going to have an obvious application, or we'll be able to break it down. Okay, he's revealing himself to our mind, will, and our emotions. Instead, when we recall that his goal is that he is revealing himself to us to make himself known in our training experiences, that's when we recognize that there are, that the ways he is revealing himself is to remove hindrances, to provide things we need, encouragement, direction, strength. But it's all going to be according to His purpose and plan, and not necessarily something that we want because we want to hear something. He draws us, but then He gives us what we need according to His purpose and plan. So often why we find that when we finally do give Him our attention, that the results, the response, is not always what we expected. But our goal is to actively participate in that learning process in order to develop our senses and increase our awareness of His constant presence in our lives. He does not want us to be ignorant of what's going on in the supernatural realm. Again, even right now, you are not alone wherever you are. You are not alone. There are so many things going on in the supernatural realm. But because we have dulled our solical senses, we are just not aware of it. And God wants you to be aware of what's going on in the supernatural realm in your proximity. That's as much of an area where you are to be ruling and reigning as any other area of your life. You're in the natural realm, and you're already ruling and reigning in your soul, in your spirit. If your awareness is so dull that you're not even recognizing the supernatural realm, how are you going to rule and reign over it? So the Lord often starts by making Himself known to us, real to us, in the supernatural realm, to draw us and to encourage us as we experience each opportunity, each circumstance, each revelation of Himself on a moment-by-moment basis. So we're not looking to try to tell God this is what we want, but we are expressing our desire. And we'll get into detail about how to do that throughout the series. So we want to actively participate in the learning process to develop our senses and increase our awareness. Through the practice of waiting on the Lord and cultivating quietness as a lifestyle, we make ourselves fully available to be taught directly by the Lord. We spend so much time pursuing God in ways that are comfortable to us and acceptable. Conferences, reading books, receiving prayer and praying for others, exercising our gifts, they're all helpful in the process. But there is absolutely no substitute for hearing and being taught directly by the Lord. Let me repeat that. There is no substitute for being taught by the Lord Himself, directly, personally. When we consider how he does things in our lives, we experience that union with him in a particular area. And his goal is that that area would be increasing so that we would not only recognize his presence, but be experiencing his presence in our lives on a moment-by-moment basis. God is already, right now, giving you that one-on-one tutoring. He's not out there somewhere else waiting for you to catch up to him or somehow deserve an experience. This should be experiencing the supernatural realm should be part of your normal existence here on this earth. As we begin to develop our solical skills and our solical senses, it may seem like it's something, shall we say, special. But what you'll find is that this is what we are to be functioning in from the very beginning. This is not something new. This is something that lost that we are regaining. So we're not looking at the ways God deals with us as bringing us to a point of introducing a new concept into this world. But it's about, he is about bringing us into a restored relationship with him as a spirit being. So what he's doing is not about something that's never been before, but going beyond that. When he created Adam, Adam was one in him. Adam and Eve were one in him. They knew him. They dwelt with him, spirit to spirit. Because they were already one with him in spirit, they did not recognize or utilize either their solical senses or their natural senses. I suspect they did not use their natural eyes or rely on their supernatural senses. They were overwhelmed, both those aspects of their existence here were overwhelmed by the purity and the absolute correctness of their spiritual senses. But when their spirit was removed from them, all of a sudden, all they had left were their physical senses and their solical senses. And their existence suddenly became reliant on meeting their natural needs for food and shelter and comfort. And because the physical needs came first, their physical senses became the most important. And even today, we rely on what we can sense with our physical senses. But God wants us to get over that because we now have our spirit fully active. And your solical senses also are no longer reliable, just as your natural senses are no longer reliable. For instance, our eyes function at such a low level, our hearing at such a low level, that as we are, the hindrances are removed, our physical being is also quickened. Hopefully, over time, these things will make more sense because it's by experiencing the supernatural, that without using our mental capacity, in other words, figuring it out for ourselves, the truth rings true and things make sense. And even if you can't explain it to someone else or understand it yourself, you can say, I know now what this is. We have an aha moment. We say, okay, now I get it, and I want more. Many of the natural manifestations that we've been talking about occur as supernatural events as well. For instance, instead of hearing an audible knocking, you may hear a knocking internally while having a conversation with a friend or driving or doing something else, doing your homework, doing your work, whatever. And you might just hear a knocking or a bell going off or some kind of what you would normally consider a physical manifestation, an audible, something you would hear with your ears, but now you're hearing it internally. But the Lord trains us during our waiting periods to learn to recognize His intrusions on all levels and under all circumstances. And we are to respect His right to make Himself known to us at any time during the day or night, regardless of the activity we are otherwise engaged in. The resources that are available to us in the supernatural and spirit realms can be likened to all the information that's available on the internet. The vast majority of so-called information or websites are personal or opinion, or they're business or profit-making. Many are also using the internet as a way to disseminate news and information, though these are also likely to be personal opinion and profit-making. So when you go on the internet, how do you know what to believe? Just because it's out there doesn't mean it's true. And that's true of any media. Just because it's in print doesn't mean it's true, or you see it on TV doesn't mean it's true. In that sense, for those topics that really concern you, that you really want to know about, you're going to have to do your own research and look for facts that really apply to that research. Though we are all entitled to our own opinion, we are not entitled to our own facts. And when you develop your opinion based on selective facts, your judgment regarding that area is not going to be accurate. The same holds true regarding God. We want to look at, for areas that we're interested in, when we look at the internet, those sites that habitually deliver facts that are independently verifiable, in other words, reliable, they're more likely to also deliver opinion and usable information that is likely to be closer to reality. In other words, if they haven't even gotten their facts straight, their conclusions are suspect. When they're not willing to address challenges, but insist only on their conclusion, it's not likely that their conclusion is accurate. You are responsible to do your own research. Likewise, regarding the supernatural realm, it is our responsibility, it is your responsibility to test what you have heard and not only rely on the name on the door when you come in your church or on the book or on the ministry or a teaching or popularity to provide truthfulness, reliability. You must test it for yourself. Check out the facts for yourself. See if it really works for yourself. It clearly takes effort and time to learn what's available and true and accurate for us in the supernatural realm. But it is absolutely worth it. What better way could you spend your time than discovering what is yours? You already have authority over the supernatural realm. You've just not learned to exercise it. Because we have truth within us, God Himself, absolute reality, we are now learning to distinguish between what is true, you know, from God, and what is merely opinion, no matter how well presented, highly regarded, or commonly accepted. In other words, just because everybody believes the same thing doesn't mean it's true. And just maybe because you believe something different than everyone else doesn't mean you're true. What you believe is true. And what you believe today is truth might change tomorrow because we are all in process. So the means to discovering truth is what we're looking to develop skill in. In your spirit, you already know all truth. So knowing all truth is not the issue. It's developing the skill in your soul and your body to be able to receive that truth, the training and the relationship with God that He wants you to have right now. So let Him reveal Himself to you on His terms and be willing to give up any area that He puts His finger on that you have been relying on is truth. So we ask, Lord, right now that you do that. You put your finger on any area that you want to give us You are revelation. You are truth. So thanks for tuning in. We'll be getting back together again 9 o'clock on Saturday. Until then, have a great rest of the week. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great day.